8 degrees. Have the opportunity and the honor and privilege this morning to visit with Ernie Robinson. Ernie is with the VFW post number 7224.
That is correct.
Good morning, Ernie. How are you?
All right. This is my fourth year as being the commander.
Commander of that post.
Yes. And our elections are coming up, and I told anybody that wants to take over, they can fill my shoes. I'll be more than happy to sit down. They said, no, we like what you're doing. So it sounds like I'm going to be continuing on, but yeah. I have no problem with that. I'm not afraid to take the bull by the horns and run with it.
Well, I think that's probably true, Ernie. So Ernie, how long have you been involved with VFW?
It's been approximately 15 years. I first joined over in Villisca, where I ended up being the commander there for 3 years and quartermaster for 3 years. Then I transferred my membership down to Shenandoah.
Okay.
And I told Shenandoah that I wouldn't be the commander because I feel the commander should live within the community that the post is at, because that way he has a finger on the pulse of what is needed.
Uh-huh.
And the guy said, well, we can tell you what we think is needed. I said, yeah, what might be needed to you may not think that important to me, and the vice versa. But we have worked out a pretty good deal in that, and I've got people that help me out down there. And
so VFW, Veterans of Foreign Wars, tell me a little bit about it overall. What do you do? Veterans of Foreign Wars, what do you do?
Our main goal is to help our fellow brothers and sisters active and retired or honorably discharged. In time of need, if they have a problem and we can help them without putting our life in danger, mm-hmm. That's our goal. We had a vet over in Farragut that was involved in a tractor accident.
Mm-hmm.
He was having problems walking. He needed a ramp. The VA system said it'd be 8 months before they could get a ramp in for him. So they got a hold of us, and we built him a ramp.
Okay.
And there's a gentleman down at Westboro, Missouri, that basically said wasn't the same problem. We were able to help him out, but he was able to pull some strings somehow, and the main ramp for his place, the VA system, put it in for him.
Okay.
But I helped him so he could get out of the house in case of a fire until they got the ramp put in.
So you help people. I mean,
help
other veterans. And
That's our goal. We help them.
What do you have to do to be a member of VFW? What are the requirements?
To be a member of the VFW, you have to be in a combat situation, have a combat ribbon. A lot of the Navy personnel have expedition medals where they do a top secret mission,
mm-hmm.
and they get this expedition medal. That qualifies because for a while, Navy people had problems joining the VFW because unless they were SEALs or some type of on-ground thing in a combat situation, by them not being what they call boots on ground,
yeah.
It was hard for them to join. But now with this Blue Water Act, that has helped out vets to join the VFW.
Okay. If someone qualify,
mm-hmm.
do they just go and apply, or do they contact, or how do people go about joining the VFW?
Well, they can contact, if they know of a VFW post to them, or they can go on to vfw.org, mm-hmm. and in there they'll have search, and they put in their zip code, and then that will pull up VFWs within, I think, a 20-mile radius of their zip code.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they can get a hold of me, and even if they don't in the area of the Shenandoah, I can get them to a post.
Okay.
And
are there fewer and fewer posts nowadays?
Yes, there is. Here about 6 years ago, the Corinda post folded up, moved into Villisca. A year and a half ago, might be close to 2 years now, the Red Oak VFW merged in with the Shenandoah VFW. So I classify our post now as a two-community post.
Okay.
And we are trying to get involved as much as we can up here in Red Oak, too.
Okay.
And it is getting harder because seems like the younger people aren't wanting to commit.
Mm-hmm.
I realize they have to work, and that was one thing about the Shenandoah. When I met them, joined them, they met at 4 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon, just like if you're having coffee.
Yeah.
And they said, well, we got to get young people to join. And being a newbie, I said, Well, you know, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, some of those young people are still working.
Uh-huh.
So we have to do an evening meeting, you know, like 7 o'clock. Well, they all kind of shoved it off. About a year later, it was brought up again, and one of the regulars brought that up. And I was sitting in the back, and kind of real low in my voice. It goes, dang, I thought I heard that before. So we moved till we meet the last Thursday of the month at 7 o'clock in the evening.
Okay.
That way, we on Wednesday, that was usually a church night. And some of our members had church stuff going on, so they couldn't come to the meeting. So we moved to Thursday night at 7 o'clock in the Veterans Memorial Building there in Shenandoah.
Last Thursday of the month,
yep.
7 o'clock.
Yep.
How long's the meeting? Hour, 2 hours?
Well, it depends on what we got going on.
Sure.
I usually try to get the guys out at the longest, an hour and a half.
Okay.
But usually we can get it done in an hour. And we don't do a lot of shooting the bull, talking about war stories. We do that prior to the meeting and after the meeting for those that want to hang around.
Uh-huh.
But when we start our meeting, it's ran by the book. And, well, I say the book, I kind of liberate a little bit from the book, you know. I'm not much of a book guy. But we get the job done. We get things set up. I have our first event here in April 25th over at Nebraska City. It's their Arbor Day Parade.
Mm-hmm.
It's at 1 o'clock that day. It's a Saturday. And we help their VFW post out with the color guard procedures because they don't have enough people to do the color guard. So we go over there. I take my gun bearers over there. So they got gun bearers. And then our truck will be in the parade that we have.
So you talk about commitment level. What all? I mean, you help other veterans out.
Right.
But you mentioned a parade. What all do you do as the VFW post? Because I've seen you around at a number of different spots throughout the community,
Robinson. We'll have like a membership drive. Like last year, we had one here at I think it was Orsland at the time. It might have been, yeah, Orsland's. And we were down in Shan. And now that Bumgard's in here, they're really seeming to want to work with us too.
Okay.
And so we have membership drives where we'll set up in front of a business that kind of draws in a crowd and be there. We do our poppies on Shan Fest. And that's where that money that we get in on our poppies is put towards our amount to help our fellow brothers and sisters in time of need.
Okay.
If they have a bill that for some reason they can't get paid, we'll help them out to a certain amount. If they're not able to use the VA system and they get an unexpected bill, we will help them out. And I've got a friend right now, I won't mention his name, but he is having problems and he has to travel now and then up to Wisconsin.
Okay.
And we have helped him out with his hotel bills.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is stuff that's going on.
So you would like to have more members, if possible, to join, people that are qualified. You have to be a veteran, and you can work through all those details.
And we have two different ways of being a member.
Yeah.
We have what we call the annual member, which they pay yearly, a membership due of $35.
Okay.
And then we also have what they call a lifetime membership.
Mm-hmm.
And it's broke down to your age bracket.
Okay.
On how much you have to pay. And some of them, you know, that we have a program that we call the 11-month pay plan.
Okay.
For lifetime members. For those that can't pay the amount up front, like I talked to a gentleman here last week. I saw his plate. It said Vietnam Vet on it. And he said he'd be interested in joining the VFW. And I talked to him about lifetime membership. He says, yeah, I'm thinking. And so I showed him what his age bracket. His age bracket for a lifetime membership was $225.
Oh, wow.
And I told him, I says, now, if you can't pay that up front, we have an 11-month pay plan, which you pay $45 up front. And then for the next 11 months, they take out, you pay so much, which I think was $20 and some change. But I says, the catch that, which I can't get those people to understand it, that if you miss one payment, say it's your last payment, you know, you can't predict what's going to happen in 11 months.
Mm-hmm.
Something comes up, and that $20 needs to maybe put food on your table for your family. You would lose everything.
Mm.
So what I tell people, if that's what they want to go through, use a charge card or a debit card. That way they can't make a mistake of not getting it paid.
Right.
Because I had one of our members that was going that way. Well, his debit card got hacked, so he got a new debit card, but he forgot to notify the VFW. So all of a sudden, he got a notice that if they don't pay up this amount of money,
yep,
he's going to lose everything.
You got to start all the way over, I guess.
And so I helped him out. I got him paid off so he could keep his membership.
You bet.
So
are there activity? And by the way, we are visiting with Ernie Robinson, who is the commander of VFW Post number 7274. Are there activities coming up that are in front of you, Ernie? What are you doing now looking into the future? You mentioned April 25th.
I was thinking that our first event would have been Memorial Day service, where we have our service there in Shenandoah, which I'm usually the speaker for the VFW that day. But I forgot about Arbor Day. Like I say, we do three different events with Nebraska City.
You kind of go all over, don't you, Ernie?
Yes, we do. And this is one thing about our post, our guys, we aren't afraid to travel. I mean, if somebody that's listening wants us to come to their post, if we don't have an already committed event, we'd be more than happy to come there and do what they would ask. here's been several years ago in Essex, they got this grant to help vets move into their community,
yeah,
and they wanted a color guard there. So Tess got a hold of us, and we was their color guard there. So, I mean, it's just not this. I had hopes of being able to do funerals, but I don't have enough people that can commit to being, and a lot of it has to do because sometimes, you know, your funerals aren't always on weekend.
Right, right.
And so
many times they're not.
And young people have to work. So that's what makes it kind of hard. My dream was to get us into doing a funeral, especially for our combat vets,
mm-hmm,
so us vets can say goodbye to them. But that hasn't happened, but I was able to get us going with the color guard and in the parades, because when I joined Shenandoah, it was somewhat of what you'd classify as a dead post.
Okay.
But I finally got the fire going, and after I became commander, I got it blazing pretty good, and we started off with like four or five events, and now we're up to about 19 different events.
You're pretty busy then.
We are an active post.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, I would not be afraid to say we're the most active post in Southwest Iowa.
Okay.
Tabor has a post. Villisca has a post. Atlantic has a post. Creston is part of our district now. And Council Bluffs and Harlan. And but as far as food go, we found out that if you do a lot of food stuff, there's so many political strings tied into it that we just do Veterans Day with a free will donation for from the public. Our vets get to eat free that day.
Yeah.
And we usually have hamburgers and brats. And I'll put a plug in for Johnson's Locker there in Essex. That's where we get our brats, and everybody loves their brats.
I've had a few of those, as a matter of fact. So you bet.
And the thing is, when you join the VFW, we do have insurance and financial benefits for members. You get a accidental death insurance. You can even go as far as getting veterinary pet insurance for your pets. And so there's different things. I've got a pamphlet here that I'm starting to give out to young people to kind of help them decide. I mean, I'm working on a young couple right now in Shenandoah, a husband and wife.
So there's some pretty significant benefits
there is.
To be a member.
See, there's individual term life insurance, long-term care insurance, Medicaid advance plans. So there's a lot of different events that you can get when you become a member. It is that you're not going to give us your money and then not get nothing out of it.
Right.
So
Ernie Robinson with me, commander of VFW Post number 7274. What's the best way?
Excuse that, 7224.
7224. 7224. So how can people reach out? Ernie, you have a Facebook page.
No, I don't have Facebook because...
But VFW Post has a Facebook page.
They do, but I don't know how to get to it.
Okay.
Our guy that was in charge of that has left us.
Oh, I see.
So my number, they can call me.
What's the number?
My number is 712... 621-1682.
Okay.
And I'm not afraid to travel. Wherever you want to meet, I'll come and meet you, talk to you, see what you need to do. I'm an individual that I'm not going to put a gun to your head and say, hey, you qualify, you got to join.
Right.
I want people in our post that want to be there and want to help their fellow brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And I just can't see what's wrong with that.
Right. And really, you become a member, you meet once a month.
Once a month.
Yep. And
it's on a Thursday night at 7 o'clock. And
not a huge commitment of time there.
No. And the funny thing it is, right now, about over 3/4 of our members that come to the meeting don't live in Shenandoah.
That's where I was going next with as far as membership. You don't have to be living in Shenandoah for that.
No. Okay. No. There's two members from the Red Oak Post that comes into us. We've got one, our newest member, a female, that lives in Corinda.
Okay.
Matter of fact, she's one of our new VA reps, supervisor. Well, she's not supervisor. She's one of our workers there at our VA extension office in Shannon.
Okay.
She just passed her test. She's real tickled to death now.
Very good. So consider it. I mean, consider it.
Consider it.
If you have questions, you'd be happy to visit with them.
Right. That's what I told this young couple, husband and wife. I gave them this pamphlet, and I says, you know, if you got questions, if I don't have the answer, I know people that can give me the answer.
Yeah.
I mean, I know a lot of people, and I travel a lot.
Yeah.
But I enjoy meeting with people, talking, swapping war stories if that's what they want to do.
Yeah.
But it's a post that reaches out and helps people. Mm-hmm. When we find somebody and need, like I said, without putting our life on the line, we do it. And, I mean, a little bit about myself, I'm a master of all trades and a master of none. My dad was an industrial arts teacher, so I've known carpentry my whole life. When I joined the Air Force, they said, well, that made me a qualified aircraft sheet metal specialist. And I asked him what that was. He says, we'll train you. And I said, if I qualify, why do I have to be trained? And that comment got my fanny in a jam because they thought I was being a smart guy. But, you know, I've learned for welding, machine work, machinist work and that. So there ain't much I can't do or I don't have knowledge in. And then I know a lot of the contractors, especially most of the contractors I know in the area, mm-hmm. are owned by vets. And when a vet needs help, I always try to turn them on to one of these contractors.
You bet. Very good. Ernie, so people can reach out. VFW Post number 7224.
Yeah.
They can reach out to you, 712-621-1682 is your number, and you'd love to visit with them.
Right. And if I don't answer my phone for some reason, leave a message, and I definitely return phone calls.
There you go. What else do we need to touch on, Ernie, that we haven't touched on yet?
Well,
and some real benefits there
to think about. I mean, as Vietnam vets, we're starting to get old, and that's what's causing a lot of our posts to fold up because the older generation, when Red Oak moved in with us, they had over 70-some people on their list, but only 3 was under the age of 75. So most of them lived outside the area, mm-hmm. except one, which lived in D.C., Ernest.
Yeah.
She's a member of the Post.
There you go.
So she's up there in D.C. doing her thing.
Uh-huh.
But, like I say, if you don't live here in the area, there's a good chance I can find a post near to you and a person you need to contact to talk to them.
Very good. 712-621-1682 is your number.
Right.
Give you a call. All righty.
All righty. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Nice. Thanks for stopping by.
No problem.
Nice
to
visit.
Talking on the radio.
And I'm sure we'll bump into each other here at one of these events.
Maybe we'll see you on the corner, four corner day.
There you go. Make it a great day. Bye. Ernie Robinson with me this morning. Again, Ernie's number, 712-621-1682. Give him a call and visit if you have questions.
For the most complete insurance coverage, trust United Group Insurance. For the most complete weather coverage, trust KCSI KOAK. It's time to take a look at your Country Sunshine listening area forecast at this hour, brought to you by United Group Insurance, Red Oak, Shenandoah, Griswold, and Atlantic.
Currently it's 10:48.
Country Sunshine weather.
Good.